WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 53 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Bryan school board members voiced no opposition to starting a new busing system after Christmas break. Recommendations made last night by an outside consultant were supported by Superintendent Christy Whitbeck and all the stakeholder groups she has consulted.
Our district leadership team, our DEIC, our parent leadership council, every single group that we've had has said it needs to make a change.
Students would be taken directly home from school. To do that, there will be revisions to some school start and stop times and revisions made to the bell schedule. Dr. Whitbeck told the board she will have final recommendations in 2 weeks. If approved, details will be shared with all interested parties through the rest of the year, and bus drivers will be making practice runs in order to start the new routes on January 8th. While the College Station Council reviews the design of the city's new police headquarters, staff is working on the concept for the next fire station.
They're building the new middle school out there on Reuter Road, and so we've got a couple acres that were dedicated. Now, what we're trying to do right now is see if that's going to be the most feasible location.
Assistant City Manager Jeff Capps on our show says staff is considering what will be in the new fire station.
We would have some concerns about the feasibility of being able to get out in traffic during school zone times in the mornings and the evenings. So we're really looking at that. Chief McMahon's come in. We're kind of taking another good hard look at that. Is that the best location? Really what we need out there right now is another ambulance out there.
CAP says they may wind up with a quick response unit that includes an ambulance given the volume of medical emergencies the fire department handles. The Bryan City Council held a special meeting yesterday where 7 items were approved in 21 seconds.
That includes reducing the speed limit on Leonard Road and Grosbeck from 50 to 40 miles an hour and establishing a school zone on Grosbeck past SOS Ministries, which has a kindergarten through 6th grade charter school. There was no discussion on those items or on approving land use changes at 4 different locations. That included acreage at Highway 30 and Hardy-Weedon Road, where nearly 340 homes will be built, mostly on newly annexed property. Up to 90 new apartments will be built at the corner of Leonard Road and FM 2818. 14 single-family homes will be built south of Rutter High School along Austin's Colony Parkway, and allowing the construction of new cotton storage warehouses to replace buildings removed more than a year ago, which forced the landowner to rezone property south of Highway 21 in Texas along the railroad tracks. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Approaching the 2-month anniversary of Hurricane Harvey, the cleanup continues.
TxDOT workers have collected over 10 million cubic feet of debris.
And to put that into perspective, that's about the equivalent of 186 football fields.
David Glessner with TxDOT says more than 600 employees from all over the state are working weekly rotations in the hardest hit areas, picking up
pieces of structures, turned over cars, fences, you know, anything that could have been washed away in the flooding and the storm that would accumulate, you know, along the roadways or in culverts.
More than 500 roads were closed at the height of the storm. Today, there's only one in a state park in Bastrop County. Barbara Schwartz, TSN News.
More tickets are on sale for Saturday night's concert at Reed Arena benefiting hurricane victims. Details are online at bush41.org. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 6. It's 53 degrees. You can call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by WC Tractor. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. If you're a contractor, I'll bet you already know the importance of having an insurance agent you can rely on. Time is money. You can't afford to waste time waiting on your insurance agent to get you what you need. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we know what contractors need. We represent the nation's top insurance companies, so providing great coverage and pricing is something we do every day. If you build it, fix it, or service it, we can help. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or visit us on the web at wegibson.com.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Rudy's Barbecue, Park at Traditions, The Sleep Station, Zwornemann Flooring, and the Bank and Trust.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hey, hey, good morning. It's 610. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Your local Nationwide agents are part of their member-driven community where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore, 979-776-1900 today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
High pressure situated over the northeastern corner of the state. We're in for a sunny day. Temperatures will be comfortable again this afternoon, reaching 75 to 80 degrees. Tonight clear, we'll cool back to 50 to 55. Tomorrow should be mostly sunny. The high's a little further east, so we're warmer tomorrow, 80 to 85. Tomorrow night clear to partly cloudy, 55 to 60. Sunshine for Thursday with a high of 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Daniel LaCamera, the place kicker for the Texas A&M Aggies, has been named SEC Special Teams Player of the Week. He had a pretty dang good performance against Florida. We'll hear a little bit from Coach Sumlin on his kicker, as well as the Aggs are kind of becoming a second-half team. Christian Kirk speaks about that. Now, A&M has trailed at halftime in their last five games, five straight games. They've trailed at halftime. They've won four of those. So we'll hear a little bit from Christian talking about that, as well as, of course, as the Astros and Yankees met up last night for the ALCS. It didn't go so well for the Stros, but we'll talk about that and hear a little bit of the sights and sounds, all that and more coming up in sports.
Well, it's not supposed to end like that. They're not supposed to give up eight stinking runs.
Yeah, you know, every Astros fan that I encountered, whether it was in person or via social media last night, they thought the world was coming to an end, Scott. It's a best of seven series.
Exactly.
And, oh, my gosh, we lost a game. We thought we were going to sweep the Yankees, and it didn't happen, so you better batten down the hatches.
Well, and I understand why they feel this way, that they're invincible, because – you know, this guy named Justin Verlander, they didn't have 6 weeks ago, right? Mm-hmm. Or even four weeks ago?
Well, no, they've had him for, I guess, about since August.
Oh, have they? Okay.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So
he's been around a little bit longer.
He ends up, there's this thing called a complete game, which never happens, and he did that on Saturday. I mean, he was the only pitcher in the game for the Astros for an entire ball game. So,
Is that how that works?
Yeah.
That is how that works.
So
yeah,
as a result, game. They did think that. They thought, well, nobody could beat us.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know.
They are the Yankees.
That's right.
A.J. Hinch, notorious, and really a lot of managers are doing this now, bullpenning, especially in the postseason, where they go to their bullpen very, very early. They don't let the pitcher stay out there. But again, he had that luxury last night, one, because his starting pitcher was doing awful, and two, because Justin Verlander had pitched a complete game the day before.
Sure. He had some extra staff.
Changes the world.
Even though it's the postseason, so everybody's pretty much on deck. But, the Stros came up short last night.
There you go. All right, let's turn our attention to California. They're having fires out there. I don't know if you heard about that or not. Lauren Massaruse found herself in a predicament. She had to evacuate three horses from her ranch in Santa Rosa. But she only had a trailer that was big enough for two. Okay?
Okay.
So, wildfire is a mile away, so Lauren had to rush to get her animals out to safe areas. Mm-hmm. So Lauren loads her two mares into a friend's trailer, but there's not room for Stardust the Pony.
Stardust the Pony.
And so, with the help of a friend, Lauren did exactly what you would expect, put Stardust in the back seat of her Honda Accord.
Yes!
Oh. Okay. Wish I had that Lyle Lovett song right now. But anyway, about riding my pony. Anyway, the friend lured Stardust into the back seat of the car with a carrot and then shut the door behind him. All three horses were taken to a horse ranch, and they're fine.
Feel good story.
Says that her Honda Accord, on the other hand, wasn't so lucky. Said, my car will never smell the same again. But that's okay. She saved the pony.
Stardust is alive and well.
Stardust is safe.
Stardust had a little accident. He's not car trained.
Well,
that's what I was thinking.
Well, it's got that new pony smell.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, what else?
You know when you go to the car wash and they ask what scent you want?
Yeah, I could do pony.
Stardust. Info.
Mission. So does this mean that her car technically is one horsepower?
That's so good. Thank you. Uh-huh. I can't do the drum roll while this is playing or we do that. Yeah.
Lemon, vanilla, pony.
Yeah, why not?
Take pony.
And she'll never have to have a second thought about putting a bale of hay back there.
There you go.
That'll be smelling okay.
I joined the Air Force in September of 1989. My family has been members of USAA for about 15 years now.
We started with auto insurance, then we added our homeowner's insurance, then we had checking and savings. As we added more services, we realized we're actually saving a lot of money.
We had a really bad storm that came through, and it knocked the power out for about 5 days.
We lost all our food. Everything was spoiled. Financially, we just couldn't replace everything. We found out we could make a claim on that.
The claim actually was processed very fast. I believe we had the money in our account in probably a little bit over a day.
USAA made it very convenient. They really make us feel a sense of security and peace of mind.
We're the Weber family, and we're USAA members for life.
Save by bundling USAA auto and home insurance. Get a quote today.
Ability to receive a quote depends on membership eligibility. Product membership eligibility and bundling savings restrictions apply and are subject to change. Members paid for their participation. United Services Automobile Association and its affiliate, San Antonio, Texas.
616, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Here we go, Tuesday. It's the 17th. We have a classic fingernail moon out there. If you got a chance to see that this morning, just a little bit right there.
It's God's
very
fingernail.
That's it. Well, you know, that's it. But that's what that's called. Playing card collection day. Huh?
Okay.
How many decks of playing cards do you
have?
Well,
now they make different kinds with, like, pictures and stuff and different themed ones.
Okay, that probably works.
Yeah.
Spreadsheet day. If you like that kind of thing, I guess it's all right, but who likes sitting around looking at a spreadsheet? National Edge Day.
Edge. Be more specific, Scott.
Well, I'm going to try to. Let me see. This, get the pop-up ad to go away.
You got
to
be edgy.
Yeah, this day was founded by people who associate themselves with the straight edge movement. Straight edge is a subculture of hardcore punk. Oh, well, of course. That's fine.
I thought straight edge was like living caffeine free, alcohol free.
Actually, that's what it says here. They have the alcohol free, drug free, tobacco free thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which reminds me of we'll talk about it later. Tobacco bottle. I've never heard of that. Do you know what a tobacco bottle is?
No.
All right. Well, I guess we'll find out together. Okay. National Pharmacy Technician Day. Those are the people who fill your prescriptions.
Mm-hmm.
Four Prunes Day.
Just four?
I guess so.
Or like prunes. Four, like the number four or four? No,
yeah,
prunes.
F-O-U-R.
Oh, okay.
They're big in vitamin K.
Yeah.
Just want to let you know.
I like prunes.
Prunes are okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they work.
How old are we today, Chelsea?
Today we are old because it's prune day.
All right, it's, let's see, the International Day for the Eradication of Poverty. Let me know how that works out for
you. All righty.
Yeah,
hope that works. It's Mulligan Day.
All righty.
Give me a second chance.
Amen.
Uh-huh. It's National Pasta Day.
Ooh.
We'll be talking pasta later on this morning. Okay?
I wonder if our friend has used his pasta pass lately.
Well, you know, that's the thing. This is when you just get out of the way and let the amateurs go in, you know, because you figure you got the card. Let other people go in and do pasta foolishness today.
Man, I love pasta.
Pasta can do a lot of different things. That's exactly right.
Carbo load.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Let's do birthdays.
Birthdays for today. Felicity Jones of Rogue One. She's turning 34.
Hey.
They get all these British ladies, but they're very nice looking. Mm-hmm. Whitney Carson is turning 24. She's Dancing with the Stars. She's one of the professionals.
She was Vaughn's partner when Vaughn was on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, all
right. Right. Mm-hmm. Right. And Alfonso Ribeiro. Rebecca Robertson's turning 29. Now she is the adopted daughter of Willie and Jessica. I can't remember his wife's name off the top of my head. Anyways, she's turning 29 today.
Okay.
Holly Holm is turning 36. Of course, she's an MMA fighter. She beat Ronda Rousey in Cincinnati. Ronda has not been able to do anything since then.
She's just not been the same.
She's going to wrestling.
WWE wrestling.
Matthew McFadden is turning 43. Now he plays Mr. Darcy on Pride and Prejudice.
That was a really...
That's how they just walk
really
around.
Really interesting
my mother
impression
loves,
there.
My mother loves that show. Okay. I'm just like, it's so annoying. Mr. Darcy, Mr. Eminem is turning 45 today. The real Slim
45.
Shady.
45.
Yeah.
Slim
Shady,
yes,
I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? And I made sure everything's clean.
Yeah, that's good.
We're good.
There's very few seconds.
It's hard to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll have to turn that down real quick. He's turning 45 today. Chris Kirkpatrick from NSYNC is turning 46 today.
Oh, yeah.
Who is he?
He's one of the four. He's not Justin. He's not
obviously not JC.
JC,
he's not that one.
He's not Lance. Isn't he the brunette?
Did he kind of like dreadlocks sometimes?
Sure.
Even though he was white,
I wasn't. Yeah. I wasn't as big of an NSYNC fan as you probably were.
You're right. I'm gonna Google him.
Okay, but
oh yeah, he totally had dreadlocks.
Yeah,
yes.
Okay.
All right, that's the one I was imagining.
Isn't this fun, Scott? Aren't you having fun yet?
I'm standing over here just quietly listening to you two.
Scott's,
it's okay.
Scott's enjoying all this awesome music.
It's good. It's all right.
Wyclef John is turning 48. We won't be playing any of his music, but he's turning 48 today. Okay. Mike Judge is turning 55.
Wow.
Incredibly funny. Yep. He lives in Texas, by the way, Austin.
Yeah.
That's where he based King of the Hill from. Oh, daggummit. I knew I was missing something. Alan Jackson is turning 59, and I don't have a song.
Still, you could have played some Alan Jackson.
I don't have a song.
Scott would have known.
I'd have been on board with that
way
one.
Down
AJ.
You never knew how much that water meant to me.
Wow.
But yeah, he's turning 59 today, and he's like one of my favorites.
He really is great.
Yes, I agree.
George Wendt is turning 69. Norm! On Cheers. Believe Jason Sudeikis is his nephew. Did you know that?
Okay. Huh. Didn't.
So I think that's his sister's boy, Jason Sudeikis. Michael McKean is turning 70 today. Spinal Tap.
Yeah. And that's the majesty of
rock, the fantasy of roll. So that's from their 1992 album, Break Like the Wind.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So Michael McKean and Spinal Tap. Jim Seals is turning 76. Seals and Crofts, Summer Breeze, Makes Me Feel Fine. Really great song. And that's all I got for birthdays.
Well, then for your olds out there, Gary Puckett of Gary Puckett and the Union Gap, 75 years old. Margot Kidder, the actress, she's 69, and Ernie Els, golfer dude, would be 48 today. So there you are, 622.
Brenham National Bank wants you to try our new BNB Bill Pay Plus. It lets you pay anybody, anytime. It comes free with our reward accounts. We encourage you to open one of our reward accounts and try BNB Bill Pay Plus. It's so easy to use that we know you'll like it. Brenham National Bank, we make banking fun. Member FDIC.
At Brenham National Bank, that's what we do.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
According to the Fox News Channel, the Clinton Foundation will not return as much as $250,000 in donations from disgraced Hollywood mogul Harvey Weinstein following the multitude of accusations of sexual harassment and rape. Yesterday, the foundation announced that donations ranging from $100,000 to $250,000 have already been spent on projects. We are a charity. Donations these included have been spent fighting childhood obesity, HIV/AIDS, combating climate change, and empowering girls and women, and we have no plans to return them. What do you expect from a foundation that unapologetically took millions and millions of dollars from countries that practice Sharia and abuse women? What do you expect from a foundation that was founded by Bill Clinton, a man accused of more harassment and rape by numerous women himself?
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW. All right, I recently gave my home a facelift. I did it the best and simplest way possible. Brand new blinds from Blinds.com. Now, you always get free online design consultation. Every single order gets free shipping. And guess what? Their prices, they're unbeatable. Now, let's say you accidentally mismeasure. You pick the wrong color, they will remake your blinds for free. They make it so simple, so easy. And now through October 24th, get huge site-wide savings at Blinds.com. Promo code Hannity for an additional 5% off. Blinds.com, promo code Hannity. Rules, restrictions apply.
Miles of piping, thousands of elbows, hundreds of valves. In the complex network of piping at your facility, heat loss happens, and you're paying for it. Covering the pipes, restricting heat loss, is the mechanical insulation. Piping insulation saves energy, money, and ultimately, greenhouse gas emissions. Creating a solar field isn't the only way to save fossil fuels. For a network of mechanical insulation experts, visit isaveteam.org.
This is Miss Tony from Montelongo's Fine Jewelry. Forever Mark is a diamond collection from the De Beers group of companies that comes with a promise that it's beautiful, responsibly sourced, and rare. Less than 1% of all diamonds meet the standards to be included in this collection. And De Beers has chosen Montelongo's Fine Jewelry as the exclusive Forevermark retailer in the Brazos Valley. Stop by our showroom and celebrate the one-in-a-million woman in your life with a one-in-a-million Forevermark diamond this holiday season. Exclusively at Montelongo's Fine Jewelry on University Drive.
Good morning, 625 Infomaniacs. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. So a little over a decade ago, a guy in his early 50s named Malcolm Applegate from Hampshire, England, finally just over his wife nagging him.
Ugh.
So he disappeared.
Okay.
Literally. One day he vanished. No one heard from him again for a decade.
Oh.
But he recently turned up again at a center called Amos Greenwich that helps homeless people get back on their feet. It turns out that Malcolm just hated his marriage so much that he began living in the woods.
Oh, wow.
He lived in the woods for 10 years.
She must have been a real treat.
I'm telling you, it was right next to the Community Center for Senior Citizens, and he worked there as a gardener, but then at night, he'd go back to the woods.
Wow. I mean, why not? You just need to be one with nature for a little while.
Yeah, find your peace.
I guess that's it, his Walden Pond or something. Eventually, Malcolm heard about the center and decided to head over there to interview. He moved in, and now at the age of 62, he's getting his life back together, which included getting back in touch with his sister, who he thought was dead.
Oh, my gosh.
Did not get back in touch with his wife to this point.
Well, yeah.
Go ahead. There's a movie about that, and I don't know if it was based on an actual true story, but a man, I believe, faked his death and then moves across the street.
Across the street?
Like, lives in the attic of a house watching his family. I can't remember what movie it is,
okay.
But...
The Boy in the Attic? No, I'm just kidding.
No.
That's
the guy
that's
in the
a
attic.
Not that one.
Okay.
I do love me a good Lifetime movie.
So, is that a movie?
Yeah, it really is.
Oh, I'm sorry, I missed
and Zach's
it.
Seen it. That's the best part.
It's time for the Brazos Valley Fair, October 20th through the 22nd. There's fun for all ages with a carnival, rodeo, shopping, and awesome concerts, including a Saturday performance by the Disney Channel star Sabrina Carpenter, Friday headliner Kevin Fowler, and Sunday stars La Energia Norteña. Exciting rodeo action and a carnival plus awesome concerts and so much more. Only at the Brazos Valley Fair, October 20th through the 22nd. Visit BrazosValleyFair.com for details or call 979-821-1450.
Like politicians, some roofing companies tell you things that just aren't so. Like, we've been in business since 1995. Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's said as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there is nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back up. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
Good morning. It's 628 Infomaniacs News Talk 1620 WTAW. Checking the weather. It's brought to you by Malik, your AC and heating experts. Learn about club memberships from year-round discounts on service and repairs at malikservice.com. Malik, making a difference. Today, kind of like yesterday, except the winds won't be up quite so much. It'll be sunny and a high temperature of about 78 degrees and northeast winds around 5 miles an hour. Clear and 49 again tonight. That's pretty neat, isn't it? Because it's been cool last couple of nights. Then we'll start to warm up a little bit. We'll be in the lower 80s as we move on the next few days and not quite as chilly in the evenings. And on Friday, we've got a 40% chance of rain during the day. Saturday, same thing, too. And a high temperature will probably be in the 80s. So right now, winds out of the northeast at 7. And actually, we have a little wind chill factor of 51. Air temperature, fair skies out there, it's 53.
On Wednesday, October 18th at 6 p.m., join Bishop Joe S. Vasquez of Austin as he'll offer a massive celebration at St. Anthony Catholic Church in Bryan in recognition of the permanent home of a first-class relic of St. Anthony of Padua. After Mass, there'll be a candlelight procession, and all are welcome to St. Anthony Catholic Church, 308 South Parker Avenue in Bryan, to enjoy the blessings of the Lord through the intercession of the great miracle worker St. Anthony. For more information, Facebook St. Anthony's in Bryan or log on to stanthonys.org.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Netflix shares hit a new high after the video streaming company reported strong global subscriber gains. Netflix says it has 109 million worldwide subscribers, up from just over 83 million a year ago. That figure includes an additional 5.3 million subscribers over the summer, topping analyst forecasts. Revenue jumped 30% to $2.9 billion. Uber Technologies is likely to reach a resolution within a week in talks with SoftBank Group over pricing for a complicated investment deal that could give the Japanese firm a sizable stake in the ride-hailing firm. SoftBank is part of a consortium that hopes to buy at least a 14% stake in Uber. NBC Universal and Snap Incorporated are teaming up to produce content for Snapchat in an effort to stake a claim in a crowded market where both traditional media companies and tech firms are vying to create original shows. The partnership comes as Snapchat tries to expand beyond its popularity as a messaging app into a content provider. That's your money now.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice, now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
WTAW News Time is 6:32. It's 53 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The Bryan School District's current system of busing students by using transportation hubs appears to be going away. School board members showed no opposition last night to recommendations developed by outside consultant Michael Brassfield to take students directly home from school.
Ultimately, if you take the kids directly from school home, they're going to get home 25, 30 minutes quicker than they are now by going to a hub.
Part of eliminating bus hubs means changing school schedules.
It may cause us to revise a bell schedule or two, and it may change some of the stop and start times that kids get on the bus in the morning and what time they get home in the afternoon.
Superintendent Christy Whitbeck endorsed the recommendations, as has every committee. She has shared the findings, including a parents group. The board gets the administration's final plans. If approved, details will be shared with all interested parties through the rest of the year, and bus drivers will be making practice runs in order to start the new routes on January 8th. The Bryan City Council spent more time enjoying lunch following a special meeting yesterday that lasted 21 seconds.
There was no discussion before approving a consent agenda containing seven items. Five of them provided final approval on land use changes that included an annexation at Highway 30 and Hardy Whedon Road. That's the site of 340 future homes, of which the first phase of around 120 will start construction in the near future. Another zoning change moves forward with 14 new homes south of Rutter High School along Austin's Colony Parkway. Council also approved new zoning to allow the construction of up to 90 apartments on the west side at Leonard Road and FM 2818. And the owner of property where old cotton storage warehouses once stood waited more than a year to replace the structures. That forced the property owner to get special zoning to replace the warehouses along railroad tracks south of the intersection of Texas and Highway 21. The council also approved without discussion reducing the speed limit along Leonard Road and Grosbeck from 50 to 40 miles per hour and established a 20-mile-per-hour school zone on Grosbeck in front of SOS Ministries, where they have a kindergarten through sixth grade charter school. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
College Station city administrators are starting the process of where the city's next fire station will be located and how large it will be. Assistant City Manager Jeff Kapp says they have to consider the volume of medical emergencies the department handles.
Maybe looking at something that more of a quick response type unit that can handle, you know, fire scenes and hold it until we get a full truck there and different things like that. I think we're going to need an ambulance out there to cover that area, and we see those needs growing on a regular basis.
Speaking on our show, Cap says the timetable starts with nailing down the location, which could happen this year.
And we'll start looking at design and different things like that. I think in the next probably 2 to 3 years, you'll see something that we can be able to respond from and handle those calls in those particular areas.
CAPS say they are investigating whether a couple of acres of land the city owns near the new Welburn Middle School is the best location. College Station police received fewer reports of thefts and motor vehicle burglaries that last weekend compared to the weekend before. Out of 14 vehicle burglaries, 7 were in the Raintree and Emerald Forest subdivisions. CSPD also received 8 theft reports at various locations. The combined total of 22 property crimes is down from 36 the weekend before last. College Station police continue to look for those accused of a weekend kidnapping. The victim reported being threatened by someone wearing a Halloween costume, but CSPD did not reveal what kind of costume the suspect wore and what kind of weapon was used. The victim said they were forced to drive to a wooded area out in the county where they were released with his belongings. The victim was not injured from the Saturday night incident. The only location CSPD gave was somewhere along Harvey Mitchell between Luther and Holloman. In the Rio Grande Valley, there are still questions to be answered in what Cameron County authorities are calling Fajita Gate.
For example, how could a county employee steal deliveries of fajitas for 9 years straight, costing the county about $1.25 million? District Attorney Luis Sines is pointing his finger at the county auditor's office.
The investigation has revealed that the defendant took advantage of the auditor's failure to examine the submitted invoices. There was numerous red flags all during these years that were not detected.
The man arrested, Gilberto Escamilla, who worked in the Juvenile Justice Department, was caught only by accident. A delivery of 800 pounds of fajitas had arrived one day in August, a day that Escamilla was at the doctor's office. In McAllen, Tim Sullivan, TSN News.
A federal judge has determined that Governor Abbott engaged in improper censorship when he ordered a mock nativity scene to be removed from the Capitol in 2015. The judge also ruled the Wisconsin-based Freedom From Religion Foundation can seek to depose Abbott about his motives for removing the exhibit, which was approved by the State Preservation Board. The display, which was set up in the Capitol's basement rotunda a week before Christmas, showed Benjamin Franklin, the Statue of Liberty, Thomas Jefferson, and George Washington peering down at the Bill of Rights in a manger. And more tickets are on sale for Saturday night's concert at Reed Arena benefiting hurricane victims. Details are online at bush41.org. WTAW News Time is 6:37. It's 53 degrees. You can call or text us this morning, 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
It's Truck Month at Top Light Chevrolet, and this Truck Month includes every truck, both new and used.
So many trucks.
We're overstocked with more pre-owned trucks and SUVs than ever before. But hurry, we may be overstocked, but we won't be undersold. Get incredible Truck Month prices on every pre-owned half-ton and heavy-duty pickup in stock. It's the best time to buy. Don't miss Truck Month. All roads lead to Top Light Chevrolet and Bryan College Station. Online at toplight.com. Chevy, find new roads.
You can hear A&M Consolidated Tigers football all season long here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Every play, every game, every Friday night. Thanks to ABC Home and Commercial Services, Kelly Bird Dozer, The String and Horn Shop, and Pride Cleaners. Your favorite high school teams, Bryan High, A&M Consolidated, Rudder, and College Station High, play on the Bryan Broadcasting family of stations. To find out when and where to hear your team, visit BrazosFootball.com.
Let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Large area of high pressure continues to stretch from our region into the eastern part of the country. It'll provide lots of sunshine today, comfortable temperatures too. We're 75 to 80. Overnight clear, 50 to 55. High pressure is a little further east tomorrow. That's a little bit warmer for us in the afternoon. Sun, 80 to 85 tomorrow. More sunshine Thursday, and temperatures will return to 80 to 85 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, we're talking Fighting Texas Aggie football. Daniel LaCamera has been named SEC Special Teams Player of the Week after knocking down 4 field goals in that win over Florida. We'll hear a little bit from Coach Sumlin on his kicker, as well as Christian Kirk talking about the team becoming a second-half team. Of course, they weren't against UCLA at the beginning of the season, but the tide has slowly turned. And in the ALCS, the Astros came up short last night. Everybody freak out. They lost a game. Believe it or not, it's going to happen that they lost a game last night. We'll hear a little bit from skipper A.J. Hinch. And the NBA season tips off tonight. I know Scott's pumped. All that more coming up in sports.
Are they? That's great. That's great. Okay. So, you know, you had the story, which I thought about yesterday. We talked about the guy who sold the $1.2 million in fajita meat.
Yeah, fajita gate.
I mean, somebody had to be cutting the checks, right?
Right.
I mean, it is time to ask that question as well.
Yeah, I don't know if you get away with that. You know, something to that extent, that long of a period of time without a little help.
Yeah. So.
Or at least someone like turning, you know,
the other
direction.
Turning a blind eye.
Yeah.
So, is there a black market on fajitas?
Well, no. There just happened to be a really good market.
I didn't know if he was like standing on a corner, you know, in like an overcoat and just, hey kid,
you want to buy some fajitas?
Fajitas?
I just thought he was like eating them himself.
Yeah.
Well, just, you know.
Again.
Lean meat, protein.
On almost any level, government spending and government waste, if it's not your money, you don't really care where it goes or what happens to it. And so, in this case, that's what happened there. Well, we'll hear more about it. I'm sure.
But pretty much any Mexican restaurant that I go to, I get fajitas because it's hard to screw fajitas up. I'm just saying.
Well,
some are better than others. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
But, I mean, unless you completely just char the meat, it's going to be pretty tasty.
Here's my thought, though, on buying fajitas
at a Mexican restaurant. Expensive.
Yeah. It's something that you can pretty well do at home. You know, I kind of want to go to a restaurant who will do some stuff that I'm not going to do at home.
Like a fried avocado.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Hard to fry an avocado at home.
But, again, you take skirt steak and you put together some seasoning and stick it in the refrigerator.
That's my biggest thing. If there's someone there who will share fajitas with me and they're a restaurant that gives a good amount of meat, you know, for a fajita order, fine. But it's just fajitas are so expensive.
Yep.
And so for what you're getting.
You must like going to the hibachi grills all the time, Scott.
Yeah. Oh, what? They cook it right there for
you? Yeah.
Well, but and we've talked about this. What a great marketing deal. You take 2 cuts of beef that really are not all that fantastic.
Right. You put them in a little bit of marinade, season them up.
And then all of a sudden you've tripled the price of
exactly.
it. Exactly. And, you know, the same thing's true with brisket. Brisket's a pretty inexpensive thing. You know, just invest a little time.
But barbecue at a restaurant tends to get pricey.
Yep. So, you know, again, stuff you can do at home.
Well, I still enjoy it.
Well, and there's nothing wrong with that. That's for sure. Well, and, you know, part of the deal when fajitas was a new deal, that whole idea of them steaming as they come across the restaurant, you know,
because
on the hot plate.
Look at me. Everybody look at me and what
right.
I ordered.
I've got steaming meat coming to my table. So there you are.
Sizzling.
Yeah. So.
And then you're like choking on the smoke. And yeah, it's really great.
It's
love
fun.
It.
Well, and again, if you have like, if there are 4 people and 3 of them get fajitas, you've got a table full. Right?
Oh, yeah. Because you have come all these like extra sides.
That's right.
I'm just really would rather talk about food and not politics
if we
can keep going.
Well, yeah. But again, you know, you think about it. There are parts of the country where they just don't have fajitas.
Yeah, that's very true.
Great
Tex-Mex food at all.
They end up thinking what they get at Applebee's is fajitas.
True.
That's a shame.
Are there any good Mexican food restaurants in northern New York? And upstate?
I did not find any. I didn't really try. I just didn't even give it a chance.
Sure.
Along with the barbecue that they claimed was the best in the state.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
Of course it is.
Sure. It was called Dinosaur Barbecue. Like, meh.
What does that mean?
Well, that was just the name of the restaurant. It was Dinosaur Barbecue. I bet Dino goes there, though, because it's kind of like named by him. Like,
Dino the Dinosaur?
Dino Babers, the Syracuse football coach.
Oh
man, no! But they had a really great so-called barbecue restaurant called Dinosaur Barbecue, but I never even tried it because it just, you know,
Try the T-Rex T-bone.
Yeah.
Okay, there you are. All right, so no, there's not a whole lot to talk about except this one, because you know, it's just every once in a while politics just wear us all out. Florida has a U.S. senator who once flew aboard the space shuttle, and a congressional candidate from Miami who can go one better, Bettina Rodriguez Aguilar, says that, well, she was aboard a spaceship.
Oh.
This one was a crew of aliens.
Aliens, right.
Mm-hmm. As in extraterrestrials.
Mm-hmm.
Three blonde, big-bodied beings, two female, one male, visited her when she was seven.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and have communicated telepathically with her several times in her life.
Oh.
And she was elected.
No, she's running.
She's running.
She's just running.
Okay.
She hasn't gotten elected yet.
And it reminds me of the state that we're in,
as
Scott.
It'd be Florida.
Florida. Would, okay, yes. Florida.
Yes. In a 2009 interview, Miss Rodriguez Aguilar, who's 59, described going up inside the spaceship. There were some round seats that were there and some quartz rocks that controlled the ship. Not like airplanes.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. As she.
Yeah. It's, well, I mean, it's going to be different, obviously.
It would.
And aliens have different hands, so.
All that kind of stuff. So yeah. The little rocks would work out fine. So I'm hoping. Now, you know, that would be fun to, because we had our little candidates forum last night. It would be kind of fun to be at that forum where she might be questioned a little bit about that so that she could explain it to us all. Because I know that there are many of us who wish that we had been able to do this, but now we could elect someone who has actually been with aliens in space when she was seven.
I have been to the other side.
That's it.
Oh, well, that's interesting.
646.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning and laundry service for over 20 years.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, October 21st, it's strategic deworming utilizing fecal counts. Don't know if internal parasites are a problem in your livestock herd? This class will discuss making evaluations and timely treatments this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
If you're short on outdoor gardening space, or if you just like having plants to be around you all the time, then you need to consider the several fine flowering houseplants. We're going to talk today about some that are not the commonplace. They're not things like mums and azaleas that you discard after they're through blooming. Some of these are types that you can reflower and that will stay with you for a long period of time. I'll be back with details right after this important message.
Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, only $31.95 plus tax and postage. It's the great book you need to have on your reference shelf. It's not a redo of my 1991 Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. It's the one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities, from lawns and landscapes to fruit and vegetables. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. I self-published this book so I could have the book I always wanted for you printed in Texas. It's hardback. Every book goes out of my office signed. Not in stores, not on Amazon. Call 1-800-752-GROW during the week. 1-800-752-4769 or order online anytime at neilsperry.com. Satisfaction is completely guaranteed. Again, order at neilsperry.com. Neil Sperry, N-E-I-L-S-P-E-R-R-Y.com. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening.
If we're looking for somewhat uncommon flowering houseplants, I'm going to start with one that certainly is uncommon. That's Cressandra. It's a lovely small flowering plant. I love this little plant. Its lustrous dark green leaves are attractive enough, but when the plant blooms, its orange sherbet-colored flowers provide a stunning contrast to the foliage. And given good light and careful attention, Cressandras will continue blooming for months. Mature plant size, 8 to 12 inches. Don't beat yourself up if it eventually goes away on you. It will happen, but it's a beautiful plant, otherwise Cressandra. There has been such a proliferation of orchids in the last 10 or 20 years. They are some of the most popular of our flowering houseplants, especially the Phalaenopsis orchids. They're wonderful, and hopefully you're trying them. You just have to be patient. You may have ruled them out years ago, but do give them the second consideration. Phalaenopsis and Paphiopedilum orchids are the easiest, but there are many other genera as well. Give them bright light and high humidity, and they'll bloom at their appointed season each year. Bromeliads are fun. They become mainstream flowering houseplants. Their leaves are spectacular, and the floral spikes are dazzling. There are literally hundreds of varieties available. They remain in bloom for several months, at which time the mother plant dies and the young sprouts or pups begin developing into new plants. Most popular houseplant bromeliads are epiphytes, that is, they grow suspended in trees. It's important that you know that so you can provide water into their vases in the centers of the leaves. African violets and their relatives make up the last group of flowering houseplants I want to talk about today. Although they have the reputation of being difficult to grow indoors, the secret with African violets lies in giving them attentive care. They require bright light, constant moisture, and warm temperatures. Given those conditions and nourished with a specialty African violet fertilizer, they should bloom almost incessantly. Flame violets or apicias are also charming. They're trailing relatives with green or brownish leaves and red, yellow, white, or lavender blooms. They're great in hanging baskets. These aren't the easiest of the houseplants, but really patient gardeners will do very well with the African violets and all of their relatives. I hope you'll enjoy houseplants. They really are fun. I'm Neil Sperry. Special plants for special places will be the subject of our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. This is good morning. It's 6:51. Fighting Texas Aggie football is on a bye following last Saturday's 19-17 victory over Florida. Now, the Aggies actually trailed the Gators 10-3 at the half, marking the fifth straight game that they were on the short end heading into the locker room. However, the Maroon and White have been able to rally to win four of those five games. Wide receiver Christian Kirk says the Aggs are becoming a real second-half team.
You know, especially going into halftime, you know, we knew that we were beating ourselves just with the little things, you know, not being able to execute penalties and just not doing the little things, like I said. And we were able to go into halftime and have that confidence to, you know that we're a second-half team. We've been down in a lot of the games that we've played this year going into halftime, and we know when we come out in the second half, it's a new mindset, 0-0, and we played like it's a whole new game. We made some adjustments, and I was able to come out and execute.
Christian and the guys really started to get it going in the fourth quarter when they racked up 127 of their 263 yards of offense. Now, sticking with Aggie football, kicker Daniel LaCamera has been named SEC Special Teams Player of the Week after knocking down four field goals in Saturday's win. Here's Coach Kevin Sumlin on the Florida native's performance.
He's a Florida boy, so, you know, he had a lot of tickets. There's, you know, family was here. He's grown up a lot. You know, the other day he hit one, and I don't know, it was way up, and we're indoors, and it was 53 yards, but it was still, you know, 15 feet up above the bar in the indoor. So the weather was perfect. You know, I'm really, really happy for him, too, to do that in front of his family here back where he's from.
LaCamera, a junior from Tarpon Springs, Florida, has made 14 of his 16 field goal attempts this season with a long of 52 yards. Todd Frazier and Aaron Judge each slammed three-run homers as the Yankees ripped the Astros 8-1 last night, cutting their ALCS deficit to 2-1. Houston starter Charlie Morton had a rough outing. He surrendered 7 runs in just 3 2/3 innings of work. Morton's counterpart, CC Sabathia, actually held the Astros to just 3 hits while striking out 5 over 6 shutout innings.
He can pitch with the elevated fastball. He's got a pretty good breaking ball, especially when he gets you in swing mode. We were a little swing happy tonight against him, and he took advantage.
Astros skipper A.J. Hinch following the loss. Now, Game 4 is set for this afternoon, with Sonny Gray making the start for the Yanks and Lance McCullers going for the Astros. First pitch is at 4:08. In the National League, the Chicago Cubs will try to cut into their 2-0 series deficit when they welcome the L.A. Dodgers to town tonight. Things are underway at 8 o'clock at Wrigley. The NBA season officially tips off this evening with the Cleveland Cavaliers playing host to the Boston Celtics at 7. Meanwhile, in the late game, the Houston Rockets head out west to take on the reigning champion Golden State Warriors. James Harden was asked what the season opener will tell him about his team.
I mean, it's only game one. I mean, obviously, we played against... We played 5 preseason games, and we had a lot of practice. So, I mean, we win or we lose, it's not going to tell us a lot. You know, it's going to be a process, and it's going to take some time. And so, and even after game 30, we're not going to tell. So, like I said, it's going to be fun, and we're excited about it.
And the Beard and the Rockets tip off against the Warriors at 9:30. Out on the ice, the Dallas Stars welcome the Arizona Coyotes to the American Airlines Center. The puck drops for that one at 7:30. Attorneys for Dallas Cowboys star Ezekiel Elliott now reportedly set for an emergency hearing as they try to stop the running back's 6-game suspension. Elliott's legal team filed a request for a temporary restraining order Monday and will get a hearing Tuesday in the Southern District of New York. And the Aggie Soccer Hour with Coach G is back this evening. Things are underway at 7 o'clock on Willie 1550. And this has been your morning sports update. On News Talk 1620 WTAW, I'm Zach Taylor.
On October 29th, the Bush Library and Museum and Bryan Broadcasting Radio Stations presents the annual Night at the Museum Halloween event sponsored by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan. This free event is open to the public from 3 to 6 p.m. There will be trick-or-treating in the museum, along with games, activities, a costume contest, and refreshments on the plaza. The costume contest starts at 3 p.m. in the Rotunda and will end at 5 p.m. For more information, visit bush41.org. Special thanks to Atkinson Toyota, The Farm Patch, Catalina Hatters, and JJ Snow Cones.
Mamas, tell all your babies, don't mess with Texas. Don't let them throw cans from them old pickup trucks. Don't let them throw bottles and papers and such. Mamas, tell all your babies, don't mess with Texas. Keep your trash off the road, she's a fine yellow rose. Treat Texas like someone you love.
Lucas Nelson with a message from TxDOT.
Merry Christmas!
Does your Christmas wish list include a store full of Christmas shoppers? To make sure your business has a Merry Christmas, you need a partner capable of delivering a powerful marketing message full of holiday cheer. That partner is Brazos Family Magazine, a local publication filled exclusively with local articles. For more information about Brazos Family Magazine, contact Santa's Elves at Bryan Broadcasting.
Cash buyers save big at ASAP Equipment. Check this deal out. ASAP Equipment has a special cash deal on brand new Yanmar VIO 35 mini excavators. $35,000 with all taxes included. Yes, you heard right. A brand new 35 class mini X with a 3-year warranty for an all-in price of $35,000. Quantities are limited, so call today, 979-690-1106, or swing by 730 Peach Creek Cutoff Road in College Station.
It's Truck Month at Top Light Chevrolet. And this Truck Month includes every truck, both new and used.
So many trucks.
We're overstocked with more pre-owned trucks and SUVs than ever before. But hurry, we may be overstocked, but we won't be undersold. Get incredible Truck Month prices on every pre-owned half-ton and heavy-duty pickup in stock. It's the best time to buy. Don't miss Truck Month. All roads lead to Top Light Chevrolet and Bryan College Station. Online at toplight.com. Chevy. Find new roads.
Hey, almost 2 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW, the Infomaniacs. You know, they had a story today on Fox. You didn't do it, and I'm not going to do it. The NFL is meeting again about the national anthem thing because, once again, it's costing them money. Mm-hmm. They don't like that. There's a picture that's going viral from the New York Jets versus New England Patriots game from Sunday. Mm-hmm. A Jets fan who's wearing a shirt that says, "I stand for the national anthem," was photographed sitting on American flag.
Oh, that's right. Well,
he spread the flag out on some artificial turf near some food courts, carts inside the stadium,
uh-huh.
And he sat on it.
Okay.
And then, of course, to make it worse, he's drinking beer with a straw.
Yeah. That's okay. Stupid. Don't be
mixed message there, buddy.
Yeah. And you probably haven't thought about it for a long time, the Hamburger Helper mascot.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But you know it, right?
The Hamburger Helper. Oh, the little hand.
Yeah,
the white glove.
Right, got the white glove and the four fingers there. Well, somebody tweeted a joke over the weekend asking for help figuring out what its skeleton could possibly look like under there.
Okay.
And the official Hamburger Helper account tweeted a response yesterday. Surprisingly creepy, really. They tweeted the x-ray, look inside the glove, and there's a skeleton with four arms controlling the four fingers.
Oh.
So now you know what the skeleton
the
of the little...
The inside of the...
Yeah.
Okay.
Happy Halloween.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, there
right.
we go.
It's kind of cool. We'll still have northerly winds today. It'll be a pretty nice day. We'll have a high temperature, probably about 79. WTAW College Station...